The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hello, this is MonaLisa32, and I'm going to bring you a story that was sent to My Dirty Secret from a friend of his who wrote to him about her experience with the BBC. I'm not posting it on GWA because it could be considered race play, so here you go. So, anyway, remember my big black cock friend from out of town? Last time he was here, he brought a friend. And they tore me up. LOL. Pretty sure I told you about that. So they've been telling their friends, and one of them was coming down from a work trip. My friend reached out and asked if I'd be interested. He's older. Like, early 60s. Huge guy. Like 6'5", 270 pounds or something. Strong, but also heavy set. Like, think strongman daddy. LOL. And my friend told me that even out of all their friends, he has a reputation for being hung and a rough fuck. So much that his wife lets him fuck around. Cause one, he's rich and provides. And two, cause she can't handle him. So it's better to be the queen if he's just being servants. So naturally, I was like, fuck yeah, send him my way. I like a challenge. So he gave him my number and we started texting. Told me when he'd be down and where he'd be staying. Even told me where we'd meet and what to wear. He has a thing for college/schoolgirls. So we set it all up. I got dressed up and met him downtown. This really nice restaurant down the road from an insanely expensive hotel he was staying in. He was sitting at the bar. I had on exactly what he told me to. Dark pleated skirt, black thigh highs, buttoned down in a cardigan. I put my hair in pigtails, wore my glasses, and had just light natural makeup. Black and red garter holding up the thigh highs with a matching push-up bra and panties. Oh, and heels. My butt looked great. My face was fuckable and my tits were so busty, I could barely fit my cardigan over them. I definitely turned heads when I walked in. I looked 10 years younger and 10 times hotter. Every guy in the place looked disappointed when I sat next to this huge black mountain sitting at the bar. He immediately grabbed me and kissed me. Slid his hand up my thigh to let everyone know exactly what was up. My tight Asian ass was all his. I swear, it was such a power move. I've never gotten wet that fast in my life. So anyway, we sit and we have a few drinks while waiting for a table, getting to know each other, kinks and turnoffs and such. After a bit, before we got up to go to the table, he hands me a little box. It's got a lace and a diamond choker. Little matching bracelet cuffs and a butt plug in it. He tells me we can keep talking, have a nice dinner, and go home. Or, if I really want to go through with it, I go to the bathroom, put them all on, and hand him my panties when I get back. So, what do you think I did? Oh, fuck yeah. I didn't even hesitate. I went and put it all on, handed him my panties in full view of the waitress, and sat down. He told me for the rest of the night, I could only address him as sir or daddy. I'm not going to lie. I left a small puddle on the seat. We had dinner. He ordered for me. My food and drinks. No dessert because you'll need room in your stomach for my cock. He completely took control. If he was doing power moves at the bar, once I put that choker on and called him sir, he fucking owned me. Like there was no doubt. We just kept chatting. He told me about his wife and kids, work, all that. He paid the check, which was fucking expensive, and we left. He kept his hand on my waist the whole time. Everyone knew what was up. I was so wet, I was dripping down my thigh. We got in his car and went back to his hotel. I Ubered down, by the way. He paid. Said he didn't want any interference. He was staying in this huge hotel, some master deluxe suite with French doors to a balcony, a massive California king bed, huge flat screen TV. Seriously, the nicest hotel I've seen in my life. We get to the hotel, and while we're in the elevator, going up to like the 15th floor, he just casually slips one of his massive fingers into me. Straight to the knuckle. Cups my ass and almost lifts me off my feet by my pussy. I come right away and almost collapse on him. And he just laughs and asks, "What do you say?" And I just whimper, "Thank you, Daddy." Like it was nothing. Are you getting all riled up? Anyway, we get to the room and have another drink, but he's much more handsy. Hands on my thighs, my waist, running up and squeezing my tits, just exploring my body, and I'm just moaning and loving it. His hands are huge, and one practically wraps around my waist. He asks if I'm ready for dessert, and I'm like, hell fucking yes, please, Daddy, sir. I'm thinking that it's time for me to see his gargantuan cock. I've been hearing all about, but nope. He picks me up like a damn doll and sets me on the table. Pushes me back to lay down, throws my legs over my shoulders, and starts eating my bald little pussy like it's chocolate cake. I'm moaning and writhing on the huge, expensive-ass solid wood table laid out like a Thanksgiving meal. And he's just going at it. His tongue is in my pussy. He's sucking my clit. His chin keeps nudging the butt plug. I'm just going wild. That it's the best head I've ever gotten. It was like a suction cup on my cunt, and he just goes. I come like 3 times, and each time he just soaks it up. By this point, my legs are shaking, and he's asking if I'm sure I'm up for the rest. I just spring up and kiss him, tasting myself on his lips. He picks me up and takes me over to the huge leather couch in the room. Sets me down and tells me to kneel. So I kneel like a good girl. He tells me to take off my cardigan and unbutton my shirt. So I do. And as I'm undoing them, he opens his belt and unzips. I can see his cock stewing against his pants. And I swear, it's almost down to his knee. So I'm on my knees with my shirt open, tits pushed up in the bra, and he tells me to pull his pants down. So I do, slowly. And he's not wearing any boxers or anything. this cock just appears inch by inch by inch. And I was like, oh my fucking God, where does it end? I finally get his pants around his ankles and he steps out of them. The absolute biggest, thickest, blackest cock I've ever seen in my life. And I mean, not in person, but ever. Online porn is just this thing. He has all of them beat. Easily, as long as my forearm, from my elbow to the tips of my fingers. Thicker than my wrist. Throbbing solid and veiny as fuck. His balls, I swear to fucking God, were the size of tangerines. And tight and full of cum. I just shuddered and stared as he sat down on the couch with his Leviathan hanging off between his legs. After I got over the shock, I asked nicely if I could suck Sir's cock, to which he chuckled and said, of course. So I sucked it, barely. I couldn't even get the whole head in my mouth. I would have literally taken 7 hands to wrap the whole length and given both of my hands together barely to go around the girth. I tried so damn hard to suck it, but basically, I just tongued the tip and licked his balls. I drooled all over it and jerked him. I made up for it with enthusiasm, or so he said. Told me he'd never seen a woman go after sucking his cock like that, especially when it wouldn't fit. I made sure my lips touched every inch of his shaft and balls and soaked it up totally so my hands just glided over it, over all the veins and his thickness. I made a mess of my pretty face for sure, drool running down my chin and everything. He certainly enjoyed it. Pulled me up and kissed me. Brought me to the bedroom. Pulled off my skirt and laid me down on the bed. The bed was huge, but he was so freaking tall. I was at the perfect height for him. I spread my legs wide and he asked one more time if I was really up for this. He said, once he starts, he's not stopping until he's satisfied. And that collar means he owns me. I looked up at him, this huge black man with massive arms, broad chest, and big belly, an absolutely gargantuan cock resting between my legs. He laid it out on my stomach, and it reached almost up to between my tits. I just said, please, Daddy. And he smiled and kissed me. Then he pressed that massive head against my pussy, and I was so wet. And he was still so slick. The head just popped in. It felt like losing my virginity all over again. It popped in and he just held it there. I was already stretched. He started working it in slow, inch by inch. His hands around my waist, holding me like a fuck doll. His hips just grinding more and more of his cock into me. Stretching me out, literally splitting me in half. He hit my cervix and still had more to go. Like, he had another whole cock length to go. He hit my fucking uterus and still had more cock left than most guys I've been with. Yeah, I still can't believe it myself. He hit my uterus and had more to give than what I usually take. He kept grinding it in slowly pushing past any barriers I thought I had, and then kept going. He finally bottomed out in what felt like my lungs. I was moaning and groaning, and even crying a little. And I still came when all he did was twitch that deep in me. It's the first time I can say I've had a crying orgasm, but goddamn, it felt so amazing. So he was holding me there, just reveling in my beautiful misery. And once I kind of sort of adjusted to having a horse inside of me, he pulls out and starts thrusting all the way out, then all the way in, stretching me each time. My legs are wrapped around his arms and his hands are on my waist. I just lay there groaning on the edge of screaming while he slides his length in and out again. He starts to pick up the speed, pulling me into him, and at the last second, so his balls smack against my ass and push the plug in with each thrust. I'm just moaning, "Yeah, daddy, fuck me, daddy. Sir, your cock is fucking huge," over and over again. He kept speeding up until it was like a piston pounding into my body, his massive balcony shaft just dripping with my juices. I kept coming over and over, what felt like every couple of minutes. I have no idea where his stamina came from, but he barely broke a sweat. Finally, I couldn't hold back, and I just started screaming, "Fuck, yes, daddy, oh my fucking God," and I went limp, and I started to shake. Then he slowed down and started grinding into me, telling me what a good girl I was, what a good slut I was, how great I was at taking his cock like a whore. He pulls his cock out slowly, dripping with my juices. I just lay there for a minute, catching my breath. Then he picks me up and carries me back to the couch, sits down and straddles me in his lap. He tells me to undo his tie and unbutton his shirt. So I do, like a good girl. I fold it up and set it down. He takes my shirt off and then tells me to ride him. His exact words were, "Now ride that fucking cock, whore." And I did. No questions asked, I grabbed his massive fucking cock, sat up and slid on it, and speared myself on his big black cock. It took me a few minutes to slide it all the way into the bottom and back out, but I did it. I used his belly as leverage to bounce on him. He just sat back and watched me. I rode it, grinded my pussy on him, working my hips as hard as I could. I kept begging for more. I couldn't fuck myself on him as hard as he fucked me. I begged daddy to fuck me harder. I came on his huge dick and half collapsed on him. He told me I wasn't allowed to stop and spanked me hard. I yelped and came again and kept bouncing. He grabbed my hips and started thrusting up into me. I started screaming again, begging him for more, screaming for daddy to pound my tight little pussy. He started growling, telling me he was going to split my little cunt in half with his big monster dick. I've never had a black guy get into race play like that, and I just came like a fountain when he said it. I screamed, "Yes, daddy, pound me with your big monster dick." He pounded up into me over and over until I came again. I was a wet, sweaty, limp mess by this point, and we had been fucking for like an hour. And he was nowhere near done. He stands me up again and walks me over to the big French doors and flings them open to the balcony. He takes my bra off and squeezes my tits, walks me out and tells me to grab the balcony and bend over. So I do. He stands behind me and tosses my fucking bra off the balcony. Then grabs my waist, presses his cock against my lips, and plows straight in. I yell out and had to try hard to stay upright. He wasn't playing nice anymore. He was all out to fuck me up. He pounded into me from behind, one hand around my waist and the other, pulling my hair closer to him. I held on to the balcony as he fucked me senseless, his hips pounding into my ass, his huge cock burying in me, and my big tits flying in the cool night air. He pounded me on the balcony while I moaned and screamed. He told me to make as much noise as I wanted. He wanted everyone staying there to know what a slut I was for his big black cock. He wanted everyone to know he owned my tight pussy and no one else stood a chance. He started spanking me, leaving bright red marks on my cute little ass. He pulled out long enough to pull the butt plug out and then pressed his cock head against my asshole. He said he had stretched my pussy enough. Now he was going to win my ass. He slid it in slow and barely got the head in before I came. He just worked the head back and forth in my ass, then worked a few more inches in. I went weak in the knees and almost fell, so he picked me up and took me back inside, threw me over his shoulder, and then threw me on the bed. Told me to get my cute ass back in the air for his big monster shaft. He grabbed my hair and slammed into my pussy again, making me cry out, fucking me so hard, it slammed the bed frame against the wall. I kept screaming for his big black cock, begging for more. He told me if I wanted it in my ass, I had to beg. So I did. I screamed for him to shove his big dick in my ass. Please, Daddy, put your big black dick in my ass. Please fuck my tight ass with your huge cock. I mean, I screamed it. I'm surprised no one could call the cops. Maybe hearing how much I wanted the cock deterred them. But he finally gave me what I wanted and slipped it back into my ass. He got more in, but this was definitely painful. I was crying, but still just begging for more black dick in my ass. I came again as he thrust, pulling my hair and smacking my sore cheeks. He got about 2/3 of the way in before I had to stop him. Literally couldn't take any more dick. We tried for another 10 minutes to squeeze it in, but it wouldn't work. He later admitted he was surprised I took as much as I did in my ass and that I took it harder on my pussy than almost any woman he's ever been with, especially on my size. But at the time, he called me a bad girl, spanked me harder, and told me I had to take it twice as hard to make up for failing to take it in my ass. But not before he wore my asshole out with what he could fit. He fucked me into the mattress, pushed me down until we were prone bone, and choked me from behind until I came so hard that I blacked out. That was it. As always, I hope you enjoyed this little audio story.